The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Well, you may have heard it in the news. The Biden administration is touting how awesome they are that they were able to kill a terrorist who was dead already for 2 years. This is not a joke. They are running around trying to convince you that they actually killed the terrorist to make Biden look good for political reasons. And they thought, who can we pick? Well, can't pick any terrorist that we actually already announced that we have killed. What about a terrorist that may have died of natural causes 2 years ago? How many people really know that this terrorist died? Not that many people saw the terrorist reports on that. Wasn't really that big of a deal because it just wasn't blown up or anything. So, yeah, we can do it. Nobody really knows he's already dead. So how about we say we killed him? You think I'm joking. But I can back it up. It's so amazing that they are this bold. But they are. Why wouldn't they be? They told people to wear 2 masks. Well, they told people a cloth mask that you can breathe through will help you not contract something that if you breathe it in, then you would get sick. But the cloth mask is going to help you because even though you can breathe through the mask, you still won't breathe it in. And people believed it. So, anyways, and your eyes are still wide open and the virus can go right to your eyes. But people believe that they're safe wearing a cloth mask. So, yeah, they think that they can do this because they've done all sorts of things that the vast majority of people believe. And I bet the vast majority of people will believe this and they will think that I'm crazy. Al-Zawahiri was already dead in 2020, folks, and I'm going to show you that. But the media and the government are lying, and you could ask yourself, really, Ben, you're saying that the liberal media and our government would lie to us? This could never be the case, Ben. Ben, why are you going out on such a limb? You're going out on a limb, Ben, by saying this guy's already dead. And you're saying it with confidence, like you already know. I mean, don't you know CNN's track record? When they say something, it never comes to be the truth. So, Ben, how could you possibly be brave enough to go out on a limb and say that CNN is lying? Just because they're always lying and they're always proven wrong. Ben, you're so bold. How dare you think that you could go out and say, the media's lying? And Ben, just because your track record of you telling the truth is impeccable and that you always get things right, how in the world am I supposed to believe you, Ben, over the liberal media who always lies to me? Especially when the government says it, Ben, because our government has never lied. When they said the vaccine was safe and effective, Ben, it was safe and effective. When our government said, if you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID. It won't happen. And you, Ben, said, people still get COVID. It does nothing for you. And we were supposed to believe you over the government, Ben. And what, you think you were proven right on that, Ben? So, yes, if you're one of those people, if you're one of those people saying that to me right now, then you don't even need to watch this because there's nothing I can show you or prove that you will ever believe. You will believe liars over truth tellers always. You want to be lied to. You love being lied to. You do not want the truth because then you'll have to wake up and deal with it. And who would want to wake up and deal with it and actually be informed? It could only save your life. I mean, being uninformed and jabbing yourself 4 times with a bioweapon, that's not dangerous at all. Why would anyone need to be informed on that kind of stuff? It's better to have ignorance and be in bliss. And Ben, you're always trying to wake me up and always trying to make me see things that are the truth. And I don't want to see them. I want to believe the lies. And I want you to be considered a liar. I want to think that you're a liar and you're a scaremonger so I can live my life and not worry about these things. All right, let's get to it. Enough of my having fun playing around in sarcasm. But there is importance to what I just did. It's important that I do this because I know people really will be that skeptical. Now, anyone who's left watching this video at this point, they're ready for the truth. Are you ready? Greg Kelly of Newsmax. Did you hear me? This was on Newsmax. But I didn't... Newsmax covered it a couple days ago. Greg Kelly covered this. I didn't go with it the first time I saw it because I thought, well, Greg Kelly covered it. So people know. And then I was looking around. Nobody knows. I was like, wait, Greg Kelly covered it on national TV. I know Newsmax isn't Fox News. I get that. But still, he covered it on national news. And I thought, well, that will expose it. It did not. So I'm doing the show to help Greg Kelly out. And maybe it's because Greg Kelly doesn't do it the way I'm doing it. The way I'm doing it, I know Joe Biden is lying. Your government's lying and the media's lying. Biden did not kill this terrorist. This did not just happen. This guy was already dead 2 years ago. And I will throw a gauntlet down after I show you this. Take a listen to what happened on Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax.
All right, I'm an al-Zawahiri, horrible terrorist. They say he's dead. I hope he is, but I'm not so sure. Actually, when the news first came out yesterday, my first reaction was, I think this guy died already. There were all kinds of reports over the years saying Ayman al-Zawahiri was already dead. The Sun newspaper, terror chief dead, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He died, the al-Qaeda boss died from asthma all the way back in November of 2020. Okay, The Sun is a crazy newspaper from London, it's a tabloid. What about the Brookings Institute? Very serious think tank. The death of Ayman al-Zawahiri, Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. In 2008, CBS News, Lara Logan, exclusive. The number two of al-Qaeda could be critically wounded and possibly dead. A tweet from Hassan Hassan, very influential man in the intelligence community. Ayman al-Zawahiri died a month ago of natural causes in his domicile. This is in, again, November 2020. And Hassan Hassan doesn't just tweet anything. He says, I wouldn't post it if it's just a rumor. He had good information. And what about this? I actually saw it on television.
We start with some breaking news coming in. According to Arab news reports, the chief of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has died in Afghanistan. The 69-year-old Egyptian national who was heading al-Qaeda has reportedly died of natural causes.
All right, that's again 2 years ago. So, is he really dead? Again, I hope so. Now, we have a picture of his house where he was in Kabul, Afghanistan. We have no DNA evidence. We have nothing from eyewitnesses or anything like that. We really just have the word from the intelligence community. And when have they been wrong before? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. When have they ever been wrong? Right. Folks, you see some of those news reports, none of those news reports, except that one with CBS, but that was 2008, not 2020. So clearly, he didn't die in 2008. He died in 2020. But you didn't see in 2020, like the New York Times reporting. I don't think they did. And I don't think it was on any of the liberal media stuff, because I'm sure our intelligence agencies, when that happened, said, let's keep this on the down low so that in the future, we can use this and make the American people think we got another victory when we need to pull one out, when we feel like we need to show that we're doing something. That's what I'm telling you. That's exactly what happened. They've had this in their back pocket. Now, with anything, if he really died in 2020, which he did, then, of course, there was some news reports, but the media didn't jump all over it. And that's why your intelligence agencies, CNN probably didn't report that in 2020. So the intelligence agencies said, hey, we can use this. Only it was a blip that he died. People won't know that he's dead. Credit to Greg Kelly, who remembered seeing those reports, but nobody has jumped on this. Greg Kelly was not emphatic I will be. Hey, government. Hey, CNN. Hey, mainstream media. He was dead in 2020. I guarantee it. He was dead. I know it. And you're lying. And if you want me to retract my statements, prove that he just got killed. Show me some evidence. Show me 100% proof other than your word. Other than the government says so, or an intelligence agency says so. Give me one shred of evidence other than you saying so that he was still alive in 2022 and you killed him. Give me that and I will retract my statement. I'm waiting. I guarantee you I will never have to retract my statement because they will never give me that evidence because they can't because he was dead already in 2020. Now, how about them apples? You see, now this news should start to break. I'm not a big enough national host. I'm a national host, but I'm not big enough to get this to break in the mainstream. I need your guys' help. You guys have to help break this into the mainstream. I want you to understand, I wasn't even confident, and haven't been, that our own government killed Osama bin Laden. Now, they may have. I actually interviewed the guy who killed, I'm going blank on his name, I'm so sorry, even though I interviewed him, but it was years ago, who is the one who pulled the trigger to kill Osama bin Laden. And I quizzed him and said, are you sure he wasn't a lookalike? Are you sure? And he said, he is sure it was Osama bin Laden. He said that to me. And I said, okay, well, Trump was in office when I interviewed him. This is years and years later. And I asked him, I said, well, why is it that the American people were not allowed to see the pictures of Osama bin Laden? Why is it that when he was killed, his body was dumped into the ocean? Why was that? And Obama is the only one who's been allowed to basically see these pictures, Barack Obama. And I have to take Barack Obama's word that he was killed. And I said, now, your word is better than Barack Obama's, so I'm glad I got to talk to you, because I'll take your word over Barack Obama's. But I still have doubts, major doubts. I told him this. And I said, I think he could have been a lookalike, and you wouldn't have known, but you know you could prove me wrong. There's supposed to be pictures of who you shot and evidence that's locked up somewhere. And instead, he didn't get mad at me for this, folks. He said, you know, you fired me up over this, Ben. I'm going to try to get all of that information released by President Trump. I want President Trump to release that. I want the pictures released. He hadn't seen the pictures, I'm sure, but he was there. He was the guy who killed him. But I think the pictures were taken on the ship, the naval ship, in which they dumped the body so that no one ever could see it. And I made the point, notice that our own government made sure everyone saw Saddam Hussein. And they even said, if we don't show Saddam Hussein's execution, they aired his execution, let alone they showed him in prison and stuff when they had him locked up. They said, we have to show it because there'll be too many people that will say, you killed a lookalike, or it's not really Saddam Hussein. So for the good of the people, we have to make sure they see for themselves with their own eyes Saddam Hussein. Do you remember that? That happened. And I mentioned that also in my interview. And I said, but with Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein did not attack America. For all the families of September 11th, for all the families who have had people fight in these wars in the Middle East, for our assurance and peace of mind, you would think that they could show the graphic pictures and let people know it's graphic and let people and put it somewhere where people can go and see for themselves and other people can opt out so easily and don't have to see it. But you would think they would make it available so we could have peace of mind. How is it that they don't give us peace of mind about that? How is it? And he was fired up. And guess what? He was unable to get any of that stuff released. It could be, as my theory is, and has been for a long time, and I won't go into all the... There's other theories about Osama bin Laden. I'm not even going to go in there. I'm just dealing with the facts that I know. And the facts are, there hasn't been one shred of evidence presented ever that we killed Osama bin Laden, other than people's word for it. And I'm a guy who interviewed the guy who killed. The most evidence we have is the soldier who actually killed Osama bin Laden, and he is convinced. So that is evidence. Let me correct myself. That's evidence. I've talked to him personally, and I still need more evidence. But then you might ask, well, why, Ben? Why would you need more evidence when you've talked to him? Have you seen how much our government lies about everything? Have you seen how our media? Unless I see proof, I doubt everything they say. That's what you all should do. I think it's foolish to blindly believe people. When they tell me to wear a mask, I don't blindly believe and say, yeah. I ask why and what will it do? Does that really do what you say? I ask questions and then I look into it for myself. And all it took, anyone could have researched whether a mask works or not, because there were studies already done for SARS and the flu and years before already done proving cloth masks cannot stop an airborne virus. And they were done way before COVID-19. Therefore, they're super reliable because there was no agenda behind those studies. And I instantly found those studies just doing a quick search, and I instantly found out masks don't work. And then I went on the air telling everyone, anyone can look this up, masks don't work. They don't stop a virus whatsoever. I even thought maybe they would, but I didn't really believe it. And once they started saying I needed to wear one, I really knew, uh-oh, I better question this. That it's always the opposite of whatever they say. Always. So I question why we can't have any evidence. Zero. None. Other than their word. And I hope this sparks that they release the evidence. I'm willing to say that Barack Obama, under his presidency, Osama bin Laden was killed. I'm willing to say that. I have no evidence that that's true. And neither do you. There is, you can't, if you disagree with me and say I'm a conspiracy theorist, prove to me that we killed Osama bin Laden. Show me your evidence. Where is the proof? Other than people's word. People have to say, you got to take my word for it. You just got to believe. Well, you're not Jesus, so I don't take your word for it. Sorry. The only person I take the word for it is God. When the Bible says things, I believe it. And even when it's something I can't 100% prove, it usually ends up being proven, usually. But even if there is something, when it's God saying it, I have faith, because God's not man and he's not a liar. But men lie. They are sinful. They always lie, constantly, especially men who work for the government or men who work in the media or women. Let's not leave out the women. If they work for the government or they work for the media, not only do they lie, they are known liars. They are the biggest liars in our society. No one lies more than government officials and the media. No one. There is no profession that lies more than mainstream media. They lie more than any other profession in the world. And government officials like politicians. Everyone knows politicians lie more than anybody else in the world. So, is it hard for me to do this show and throw a gauntlet down to say, this guy was dead in 2020? Is that hard for me to proclaim? No. It's actually quite easy. I can proclaim it because I know they can't prove that they killed this guy. Unlike Osama bin Laden, they can prove that they killed Osama bin Laden. That's what's even more amazing, which makes me doubt even more that they did, because they can prove it. They could prove it 100% beyond any doubt. They could prove it. Yet they don't. Yet they refuse to prove that they killed Osama bin Laden. Isn't that strange? We know they took photographs. We know they have the evidence. And they said, nope, we can't let anyone see that evidence. You're just going to have to trust us. Wow. Now, this is even worse. This is, we have no evidence. We have nothing to back up what we're saying. And in fact, there is evidence, a ton of it, that this guy was already dead in 2020. But don't worry. No one's ever going to point that out. We're just going to say we killed him, try to help Joe Biden look like he's done something, and it's going to be good. And no one's going to call us out. Because even if they do, we're going to censor it. And we won't let people see it. And no one's going to know. And the only person that's going to talk about it is someone like a Ben Armstrong. And who's going to believe him? He's just right all the time. But nobody's going to believe him. Here's Greg Kelly, though, doing that report again. I need you to see it one more time.
I'm an al-Zawahiri, horrible terrorist. They say he's dead. I hope he is. But I'm not so sure. Actually, when the news first came out yesterday, my first reaction was, I think this guy died already. There were all kinds of reports over the years saying Ayman al-Zawahiri was already dead. The Sun newspaper, terror chief dead, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He died, the al-Qaeda boss died from asthma all the way back in November of 2020. Okay, the Sun is a crazy newspaper from London, it's a tabloid. What about the Brookings Institute? Very serious think tank. The death of Ayman al-Zawahiri, Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. In 2008, CBS News, Lara Logan, exclusive. The number two of al-Qaeda could be critically wounded and possibly dead. A tweet from Hassan Hassan, very influential man in the intelligence community. Ayman al-Zawahiri died a month ago of natural causes in his domicile. This is in, again, November 2020. And Hassan Hassan doesn't just tweet anything. He says, I wouldn't post it if it's just a rumor. He had good information. And what about this? I actually saw it on television.
We start with some breaking news coming in. According to Arab news reports, the chief of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has died in Afghanistan. The 69-year-old Egyptian national who was heading al-Qaeda has reportedly died of natural causes.
That's in 2020. Most of those were November of 2020, and that is when he died. And the intelligence agencies, their rebuttal, the government's rebuttal to me, will be, oh, but they were lying. How can you trust them? They were lying about his death. Really? I'm supposed to trust you, the known liars that I can prove are liars about everything, and say, well, they're liars. Well, it's true. Sometimes they do lie. But guess what? They lie less than you. You lie way more than them. They didn't have a political agenda. There was no reason for them to lie about it in 2020. That's the difference. You have a reason to lie. You have a political agenda. Therefore, I know I'm right. He was dead in 2020. The reports were right in 2020. You're lying. Prove me wrong. You can't. Suck on it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? You will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine, and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit, so go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.